لله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. What do you consider as your accomplishments? What would you say are my accomplishments? Something we have to think about. Many people identify themselves based on their race. They identify themselves based on their gender, their language, their country, their wealth. And they say, this is how I identify myself. This is what I'm proud of. This is my identity. And yet, there is a day that is coming. A day where your perspective will flip. As Allah Ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة. When the inevitable event occurs, there is at its occurrence no denying. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody can prevent it, delay it. It is undeniable. There will come a day. It's on its way. And it will lower and it will raise. Things that are considered high in your mind, high amongst the people, things that are considered important, they'll be lowered. Things that are considered lowly, they will be elevated. Things will be flipped on their head on that day. All of our false values will be lowered, and they'll be replaced by our permanent accomplishments, our true accomplishments, and that is based on our deeds. And it doesn't matter what category you think you're in, what group you identify with, every human being will fall into one of three categories, and those are the only categories that will matter. And what are they? أصحاب الميمنة and أصحاب المشأمة and السابقون. Allah Ta'ala describes the people of the right. Who are they? The people of the right are those who saw the righteous doing good. They saw that there were good people in the world and they decided, I'm going to follow in that group. I want to follow in the masses of the good, which is great. They weren't pioneers. They didn't trailblaze. They followed the path that was trodden before them by those who were righteous, because it was easier to do so, which is fantastic. They were following in goodness. The people of the left are those who are following shaitan, following their base desires, and following in wickedness. But the pioneers, as-sabiqoon, are who? Those who take the initiative to do something good that nobody has done before. So if you were the first person to embrace Islam in your family, I know there are some converts among us, and you change the course of your bloodline forever, then you are from as-sabiqeen. You're from this group, the forerunners, the pioneers, the trailblazers. And because of this, you were probably ostracized and pushed away from your family and friends, and there was a lot of sacrifice involved. So because others were pushing you away, Allah brings you closer. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Allah says, I'm going to bring them real close to me. If you look at our community and you see that there are certain needs that are not being addressed, so you step up to address them, then you are from the sabiqoon. A lot of people complain, why don't we have this? Why don't we have that? Yeah, you're complaining, but you're not doing anything. The moment you step up and do something about it, now you are a trailblazer, you're a pioneer, you're somebody who is taking the initiative. Many years ago, this little town of ours, Fishers, Indiana, did not have a masjid, nor did it have an Islamic school. And I'm sure there are lots of people complaining, we need a masjid, we need an Islamic school. Come on, man, where is it? Why isn't it here? Someone should do something, naturally. But only a few people put in the time and the effort to make it happen. And in the process, what happened? In the process, those few people who worked hard, They had to learn a lot of new skills. They had to learn about zoning laws and permits, about nonprofit registration, building codes and safety regulations. They had to learn about leadership structure, many different little annoying factors that go into actually building a place like this when it comes to, I don't know, shipping and dealing with construction workers and payments and all this different stuff. Lots of things to learn about. They became specialized in that to build this masjid. And what about the school? SubhanAllah. Figuring out a school, you have to figure out licensing and accreditation, how to organize daily lunches in compliance with health and safety regulations, how to hire teachers that are qualified. You have to figure out how to interview people, figure out if their curriculum is valid or not, finding a suitable location, having the right technology, equipment, even the website has to work. All these little details are little headaches. And guess what? Some of them actually stepped up and did it. They became specialized. And in the process, they became tired. They became ostracized by those who were naysayers. Oh, you're never going to do that. You're crazy. That's not going to work. Why are you wasting your time on that? No, no, you can't hang out with us. You're too busy doing that, so you can't hang out and chill over here. They became lonely, isolated, ostracized, and they became specialized. Let's take a look at the reward Allah Ta'ala describes for those who are as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Allah says, "Fi jannatin na'im." They're going to be in comfort and luxury. Why? I know you worked hard. Now it's time to be in gardens of pure delight, comfort, and luxury. And furthermore, Allah says, "Ala suridin mawduna," on beds, on thrones. Isn't that funny? You think to yourself, what's the first thing I'm going to be given? A new car, right? Here's gold, here's jewelry, here's precious gems, I don't know, something. Here's your bed. What does that imply? First thing you get, first item you get, a bed. What does that mean? Relax. You did it. You finally made it. I know you exhausted yourself. I know that you worked extremely hard. And I know now is your time, after being so exhausted, to finally chill out. You gave everything you could. You died on empty. Your tank was out. Nothing left. You gave it for the sake of Allah. Ala surin mawduna wadana means stitched together very well, precisely, intricately, and top of the line. In other words, they get something, even the bed that they're on, they as specialists can say, this is not a normal bed. Because these are the type of people that actually pay attention to these details. Why? Because they specialize. They're being rewarded for specializing. So you're going to get a very intricate, well-woven, specialized bed just for you. Muttaki'ina alayha mutaqabilin. You're thinking these people are in the highest parts of paradise. In the presence, divine presence, near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would think they're going to be nervous. So I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Allah says, muttaki'in, don't worry, you're going to be chill. You're going to be leaning back, relaxing. Muttaki'ina alayha mutaqabilin, and facing one another. Why? Because you were ostracized, you were alone, you were always doing trailblazing means that you are at the forefront and everybody is behind. So what does that imply? It implies that you were alone a lot. Now you're never going to be left out, right? Fear of missing out, FOMO as they say. No, mutaqabilin, you're going to be facing each other. You're not going to be left out anymore. And then Allah continues showing us how these people who specialized will be given this specialized reward. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٍ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. They will circulate amongst them youth, eternally youthful servants that will have vessels and pitchers and cups. Why specify different types of containers? You could just say cups, vessels. Why? No, they're going to have akwab, wa abariq, wa kas. Why? Demonstrating variety, demonstrating knowledge. This person knows. He's a connoisseur. This person is an aficionado, a specialist, an expert who knows the different types of drinks, the different types of wines, and says, oh, this goes in this type of glass, and this has this type of occasion. And to make this even more clear, Allah Ta'ala says, wa fakihatin mimma yatakhayyarun. The word for to choose is yakhtar. Allah doesn't say yakhtar, Allah says yatakhayyarun. That means they're going to take their time to especially choose the type of fruits they want. Why fruits? They were having wine. What's wine made out of? Fermented fruits. So now they're specialists, they're connoisseurs, taking a little bit of this and saying, what if you mix it with that? And obviously there's no waiting for fermentation. No, I can just take these fruits and mix it with those ones and mix it with these ones. Why? Because these are specialists. In dunya, they specialize, they work hard, they worked very hard to find out all the intricate details of building this masjid, of building a school, of doing whatever. They found out all the details. And now Allah is saying, you get to zoom in to your thrones and couches. You get to zoom in to your drinks. You get to be a specialist in everything you do. And it's going to be top of the line and you'll never get bored. SubhanAllah, this is the gift that they're given. And Allah goes on to say, وَحُورٌ عَيْنٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And for them are beautiful spouses, the likeness of pearls that are well protected as a reward for those who used to do good. The word حَوْر, the root word of this word حُور, means something that is like a قَعْر or a عُمْق, يعني depth, a pit, a hole, something like this. Meaning that you're not just going to fall in love with this beautiful spouse of yours, you're going to connect with them on a deeper level. That's why the word حِوَار, from the same root letters of حَا, وَاو, رَا, حِوَار means a deep discussion, where deep from within you, you get to express who you are. Speaking from the heart, that's a حِوَار. So these حُور العين are not just spouses that are beautiful and gorgeous on the outside. They are actually like what? Like pearls. You know, a pearl is beautiful on the outside, but if you crack it, it's not like there's something ugly on the inside. The same substance that's on the outside is on the inside as well. Beautiful in every way. Beautiful from every angle. Smooth from every angle. That means it's not like sometimes your spouses are in a good mood or in a bad mood. Some areas are smooth, other areas are jagged and sharp. No. Smooth and rounded in every way. Beautiful from every direction. SubhanAllah. This is the reward. And something that is what? So precious. A pearl is something you have to dive so deep. You have to work so hard, and it's something that is hidden just for you. And this is the way Allah Ta'ala is describing these spouses that you get in paradise. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. We all know that it doesn't matter how nice your environment is, it can be ruined with the wrong comments. And we know that anybody who wants to be a pioneer, they're going to be met with all kinds of naysayers that tell them, no, it's not going to happen. No, this is a pipe dream. You can't do this. Who are you to do that? Nobody's done it before you. Who do you think you are? What are you, arrogant? You think you're better than the rest of us? Are you self-righteous, trying to show us up? They're going to hear all kinds of backbiting and terrible slander towards them. And Allah says your reward in paradise is what? لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. You're not going to hear any ugly speech and no sinful speech. No, just peace. Peaceful talk. إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. As for the people of the right, these were the ones who were doing good when it was made easy, when everybody else was doing good as well. So their reward is surrounded, is themed around what? Around abundance. They follow the masses in good, which is good. It's not a bad thing. Obviously, it doesn't take as much effort, but it's still good, and it's still rewarded with so much abundance. فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْضُودٍ وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. Look at the words here. Allah is saying, they will be amongst these lotus trees, that the thorns are removed. You can grab and touch and climb as much as you want, because nothing's going to harm you or hurt you. Nothing but goodness. And then what? طَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ, that these trees are going to be layered with clusters, describing abundance. And the shade is going to be mamdood, extended. And the water is going to be maskub, flowing. And the fruits are going to be kathira, abundant, varied. And they will be never limited by season, nor forbidden due to shortage, due to price cost or something like this. No. لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. Abundance and abundance and abundance of good. Why? Because you followed the masses in good, and alhamdulillah, your reward is going to be abundance of goodness. What about the people of hellfire? What about the people on the left? Allah Ta'ala describes how they will be feeling the heat. They will be feeling the burning winds. They will be in Samum and Yahmum, all these terrible descriptions. And then Allah says, why is this the case? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُطْرَفِينَ. Because indeed they were before that مُطْرَفِينَ. They were made wealthy. They were indulging in affluence. They were obsessed with materialism. But Allah doesn't say mutrif, that they were making people wealthy. No, mutraf, the maf'ul, meaning what? That they were made wealthy. Allah is removing the ability, removing the concept of I'm a self-made man. I did it all on my own. This is because of what I did. No, you are mutrafin, you are made wealthy. Allah Ta'ala decreed your wealth before you were even born. So why are you becoming so arrogant? And because of their wealth and because of their evil, what happens when a person gets whatever they want, when somebody is a spoiled brat and just keeps getting more and more rich? Typically, they develop more and more expensive tastes. I've done everything, now I want something I can't have. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ. And they used to persist. They used to become obsessed and persist on the great sin. Of course, most mufassirin will say the great sin is the greatest sin of shirk, of course. But it can also imply whatever is the next thing that was forbidden for them. We know, we hear about stuff like this. There was some millionaire who was bored, and so he decided what? there's some extinct, almost extinct animal in the sub-Saharan Africa. I can go there for $1 million and kill the last living, I don't know, species. I'm going to go do it. And you think, why? Why would you waste so much money just to kill the last creature? Why? Because it's something evil and it's something special, something unique, something nobody else can do. So if I do it, it'll be the last one of its kind. Feels so good to do something so evil. There's people that are like this. Every time you tell them, here's your limit, they're like, how can I cross that limit? And when they do, they become bored of it, and now it's the next limit. كانوا يسرون على الحنث العظيم. They always want what they can't have. And so because of this, because they kept on forcing evil, their own personal evil, into the world through their example, and because of their own greed, because of their own addiction, they'll be forced to consume what? They'll be forced to consume the evil of hellfire beyond their own capacity. لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّومٍ فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. They'll be eating from the tree of زَقُّوم. زَقَمَة is the root verb which means to gulp down. And they will be what? فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. They're going to be stuffing their bellies with this evil. Just the same way they did evil. It's wrong. You shouldn't do this. This is harmful. It's harmful for yourself. I'll keep doing evil. I'll keep consuming. Okay, now in hellfire, exact mirror image. Right? الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. That the recompense fits the crime. Or the crime, the reward fits the crime. And so therefore what? They will be drinking this hameen, this scalding water, and they'll be drinking it like what? Like alheem. Alheem was known to the Arabs as the disease that the camels would get that would cause them to keep drinking fervently until they finally drown themselves. So imagine it's a type of madness, and this is where the word hiyam, al-hiyam, comes from. There's about 14 different words in Arabic for love, and al-hiyam is one that is not used with Allah Ta'ala ever. It means what? هي أعلى درجة الحب وتعني الوصول إلى مرحلة الجنون بالحبيب. It's the highest level of love, and it means reaching a level of madness for the one that you love. It's just driven to insanity, obsession, to the point where it's killing you. So they will not be able to stop. They will lose control. Inshallah, we'll continue in the second khutbah, but if everybody can move forward, if everybody can take some steps forward and fill in the gaps, we'll continue the second khutbah. So Allah Muhammad wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. In this surah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah Ta'ala then turns the attention back to human beings in this dunya. People that have become so arrogant because of what they have accomplished. And Allah Ta'ala takes a look and says, you're obsessed with this world. Don't you realize that this is none of your effort? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Don't you see what you emit? Speaking about what? The sperm drop. You as a human being, I'm so proud of my looks, I'm so beautiful, I'm so strong, I'm so talented, I have so many different amazing skills. Where did all that come from? You created yourself? I'm so proud of my kids. Really? You know how to make a child? You produced them? You know what you did and you know what you didn't do. You had no business developing any of their organs and any of their characteristics or giving life to them. You know you have no talent or ability to do so. That's with regards to human beings. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Have you seen that which you, the seeds which you sow? Is it you that makes it grow? Or are we the grower? Yeah, you can plant the seed. You just have to sit there and hope something comes up. You can't make something grow. I'm so proud of my wealth and look at my estate and look at all the things that I've been investing in. And it's growing so beautifully. Really? Did you produce any of this? Do you have anything to do with this? Nothing. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون. And have you seen the water that you drink? Is it you who brought it down from the clouds, or is it we who brought it down? Even if you have these crops, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with all this salt water on planet Earth? How can you possibly deal with this? Allah is the one that makes it pure and fresh. Allah Ta'ala is the one that makes it something that you can consume beautifully. You had no business in this process. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. And have you seen the fire that you ignite? Is it you that produces its tree, or are we the producer? SubhanAllah. Every technology that we benefit from, all of the technology that we enjoy, boils down to what? At some point, heating up, making a fire, melting down the metals or the plastics in order to manipulate them and produce something specialized, mechanical, etc. Allah Ta'ala is saying, this entire process, I am the one who controls all of it. All of your technology that you benefit from, and your land, and the water, and even yourselves, and even your kids, all of it is in my hands, and you accredit it to yourself, and you become arrogant because of the things that I have done, my accomplishments, and what I own. So yes, Allah Ta'ala puts us in our place, and humbles us, and then reminds us that if you're really looking to achieve something beyond, if you really want something that is truly great that will give you honor, how much wealth can I get to get more honor? If you really want to take in from Allah's generosity, Allah mentioned all these different things of the earth and called none of them Kareem, and yet Allah Ta'ala swears by the placement of the stars, مَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَوْ قَسَمُوا لَتَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. This is a great oath. Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This Qur'an is generous. This Qur'an, he's swearing by the stars. Why? Because this Qur'an is from way beyond your ability to access. فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ. It's in a register, well protected. You don't have access to this. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَى الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. Nobody touches it except the purified. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But you have access to it because I sent it down to you. You truly want honor? Seek honor through this Qur'an. You truly want to experience Allah's generosity? It's not about what grows from the earth. It's not about the rain coming down. Yes, these are clearly generous from Allah. These are gifts from Allah. It's not about your own body and your own selves. It's not about your kids. The true generosity that proves Allah's karam and Allah's generosity and kindness to us, mercy to us, love to us, is that He sent us this Qur'an Kareem. Something that we had no access to all those sinners who are always looking for the next thing. I wish I could get it. It's going to make me so excited. Something inaccessible that I'm not allowed to have. I just want to touch it. Allah is saying you're not going to be able to touch this except if you are purified. This is something so high up and beyond the stars that you have no access to. This is what you should be chasing. And then Allah Ta'ala again puts us in our place by asking us about when the soul, بَلَقَتَ الْحُلْقُومِ, when the soul reaches the throats at the deathbed. If you're so obsessed with this dunya and so obsessed with this world, what happens when the soul reaches the throats and everybody's gathered around and trying to help this individual? تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring it back. Go ahead, bring the soul back into the body. If you really are truthful, if you don't think that I'm in control, that I will judge you, and that you're going to come back to me, then go ahead, delay this death and stay in this life for as long as you want. And subhanAllah, this really reveals what I would consider to be the major theme of this beautiful surah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which is what? Which is highlighting what is out of your control versus what is in your control. What are your accomplishments and what are not your accomplishments? That's what I began with. This surah began with what? This day is coming, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. It's happening whether you like it or not. You want to deny it? لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. You can't deny it, you can't stop it. It is out of your control. And as for your rizq that you're so proud of, you are mutrafeen. You have been given this wealth. So what are you so proud of? And as for the beauties of this dunya, whether it be your own selves, the people you know, the land that you possess, and all the crops that grow from the rain, and all the technology you produce, did you do this? No. And at the end, leaving this dunya, can you stop this process? No. And in the middle, in the center of all this, Allah said, I brought you this Qur'an. Did you have access to it? No. Allah Ta'ala is highlighting all the things that we have no control over. So then the question obviously becomes, well, what do we control? And the answer is, your group. Your group. What group do you want to be part of? Ashab al-Yameen, Ashab al-Shimal, or As-Sabiqoon? Will you let your base desires drive you to addiction and evil? Will you follow the believers in goodness and try to emulate them? Or subhanAllah, will you take it a step further and become a pioneer and dedicate yourself to elevating this community, elevating all of us, elevating this ummah so that we reach levels that we've never reached before? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are righteous and follow the righteous in goodness. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who can be pioneers that do good. When we see that there is a need in our community, we address it. And instead of waiting for someone else to do it, we address it ourselves, even if nobody else has. May Allah ta'ala protect us from evil addictions and materialism and make us realize that this dunya is in Allah's control. He gave it to us for a short while and He'll take it when He wants to. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa aafina fi man aafayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, barakta rabbana wa ta'alayt. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, sim kathira, wa aqim as-salah.